So what do we do?
Hi there. It's a me, Storm. Me and Angelazer are in temporary exile for different reasons and in different places. Personally, I accidentally heard Trump speaking and it resulted in some minor injuries and I'm seeking treatment for them. First one, I can't get my eyes to stop rolling and I found a clinic that says that they can take care of that. And while I'm in there, they're going to take care of my rotator cuffs, which are, I don't know if they're torn. I'm going to find out, but from shrugging so much. And Mrs. Storm is going to come along. Unfortunately, she needs to be fitted with a hearing aid because, well, I spent an hour yelling back at Mike Pence on the television. I don't think he could hear me. Anyway, there's not a full news summary to do. Frankly, there's nothing horribly new, just a lot of the same horrible old. But here are some quick icky spiders to just give you a general sense of how I see things going right now. For starters, Mueller's investigation into how Trump and Russia colluded to influence the election continues. And I won't get into the details, but they continue to zero in and the dots continue to be connected in ways that make it pretty clear that that's what happened. Probably not coincidentally, Trump, Pence, Jeff Sessions, and the rest of the Klan have been stirring the culture war pot. But it's not just a distraction because real harm is being done to real human beings. Most notably, making it easier for the government and businesses to discriminate against transgendered individuals or women or, heck, anyone else in the name of religion. Because we know how well that works out when you allow religious belief to guide the government historically. On the plus side, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reportedly called Trump a fucking moron, and Republican Senator Bob Corker more or less called him mentally infirm, a dotard, if you will. And no one except Trump's cronies, the croniest of cronies, are stepping up to defend him. So maybe, just maybe, this sham presidency does in fact have a breaking point with Republicans, which is what is required to get the clown off the stage. So let's hope that that's true and that we're reaching it soon. So what to do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, the prescription for this week is simply to look out for your fellow humans. Remember the people of Puerto Rico and St. Thomas, for that fact, where there are more U.S. citizens. They do need our help, if you're able to help them out that way. Transgendered folk, people of color, folks that maybe don't have as much privilege in this society. If you see an opportunity to be their ally, please do so. And take care of yourself. That's very important because we're going to need all of us to solve this. And I mean all of us. And other than that, you know, we'll talk to you next week. And hopefully Angelazer has some offsets for you in sunshine. Promise ya. I've got sunshine heading your way too. Check it out.
Hey, beautiful people. As Storm just said, we are both in exile. He also said some wonderful things about the news. I love that guy. You guys love that guy? I think he's so cool. So I am here to provide some offsets. Now, I am sitting in a guest bedroom right now, somewhere I frequently find myself. Today, I did get to pet a cat. That was good. But my favorite thing right now is that this room has a giant spherical stuffed animal who looks to be, I think, a fox. Ignore that noise. That's not plumbing from next door. It's just how the spherical fox speaks. He speaks in water noises. And that's because this fox is not just a stuffed animal. He is a spirit from another dimension whose job it is to bring us joy via his unusual and unexpected communication practices. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can I get one? But this is where you've gone wrong, friend, because you can never own an interdimensional spherical fox stuffed animal / interdimensional spiritual being. In fact, it's more like that fox owns you, and the fox will own you until you open up and admit to yourself that you are worthy of praise and the people around you who give you compliments believe that your happiness is important. Now, is this me projecting because I'm no longer able to receive compliments and I'm having problems processing why? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure this is about you and about this fox and about how I'm recording this in the middle of the night and trying not to wake anyone up while my husband is next door. So before he gets back here, I want to say to you, sometimes it's fun to talk and just imagine a whimsical world. And I would love for you to do that when you get a chance. Look at the world around you and make up a weird story that doesn't make any sense for your own beautification and edification and see where the moral comes from. Also, pretty soon, costumes are going to be on clearance. So maybe set yourself a reminder to go find yourself a fun costume, because it's fun to own one. You never know when you need to be a robot for a day. Okay, well, love you. Bye.
Yeah, that felt good, didn't it? Sure it did. All right, take care. Talk to you soon. ¶¶